already said that I would, and I'll keep on trusting. He's working everything for my good.
He walks beside me, and heaven is in my
the Lord. Well, isn't it good to be in the house of God tonight? What a privilege it is once again to be in the house of the Lord. How many of you come to church tonight? Now, how many of you come to have some church tonight? Did we all come to have church tonight? Brother Rob, that's why we're here, to worship Him in spirit. We'll never be together again just exactly the way we are here tonight. Let's make the best out of this and have a real good time. Brother Darrell has studied. He's prepared himself. We just commit him to the Lord. I believe God's got this service. It's custom fit for us tonight, just the way it ought to be. Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet him in the name of the Lord. Tell him you're glad to see him in church on Saturday night. What a privilege it is. Play some more of that, guys. Sing that one more time with all of our heart. I believe we're going to make it, church. Oh, yes, now I'm going to make it. He's already said I would. I'll keep on trusting. working everything for my good.
He walks beside me.
Hallelujah.
And heaven is in my view.
Oh, yes, now I'm gonna make it through. Give him a good hand clap of praise tonight if you love him. Amen. What a privilege. What a privilege it is. Praise the Lord. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes tonight. While we look at our prayer requests, we've got some special visitors with us tonight. And we're just so glad to have all of you here. But we've got some folks out of town that's visiting with us. Brother Tim Cross and a brother from Poland that's visiting with us tonight. Where would they be? Brother Tim, y'all just raise your hand. Wave your hand right back here. Give those folks a nice hand tonight. Praise the Lord. They're going to be singing for us here just in a few minutes. And also Marcus Turner. Marcus is here with us tonight from over in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. Marcus, where are you at? Raise your hand so we can see you tonight. Give Marcus a nice hand. God bless you. So glad to have all of you. If I miss somebody, if we've got other visitors, God bless you. We're just so glad to have you in the house of the Lord with us tonight. Let's look at our prayer request. Michael Maxwell says, please to remember a friend of mine who has cancer. His name is Phil Petty. So we want to remember that prayer request tonight. Please remember Sister Estep in prayer. She has a stomach virus, so let's pray for her tonight. I want to praise the Lord for your prayers and for my doing well after knee surgery. So praise the Lord for that. And no name attached to that, but praise the Lord for that testimony. Brother Randy Scott sends this in to please pray for a friend's mother in New York who is having tests for a spot on her lung. Also remember our friend's daughter in Florida with protection from the storm. So we just want to have another request. Brother Danny Steeman, Brother Darrell, I think spoke with him and just a little while ago. He may say some more about that, but they've all gathered, most of them, in the church building down there in Florida. And Brother Goodyear, I want to remember him in prayer. Just a lot of believers. The whole state of Florida needs our prayer. So let's just pray for all those folks down there, that the Lord would be mindful of them. Please pray for Tiffany Woodfin, who needs healing from headaches. Also pray for unspoken needs. The Lord knows all about that tonight. I want to pray for Cheyenne Clark, taken to the emergency room for a possible broken ankle. So let's remember that tonight. Sister Janet Kennedy says, I just want to thank God for healing me Wednesday night after prayer was made. So we want to praise the Lord for that tonight. I want to pray for a very important unspoken prayer request the Lord knows all about. Please remember Sister Barbara and Brother Bert Gravely in prayer. She has had an abscess tooth for a week. Also, Brother Bert's leg is still causing him quite a bit of pain. So let's remember that need tonight. All of the folks from our local assembly here that's suffering from different sicknesses and all kinds of viruses, cancer, different things. We want to certainly remember those folks tonight. We just want to commit all these things to the Lord. You have an unspoken prayer request tonight. Just commit these things unto the Lord. Can we stand together tonight? Brother Tim Cross, I want you to come tonight. Take these needs to the Lord. We're so glad to have Brother Tim with us. Just a fine young evangelist. Loves the Lord. Loves this message with all of his heart. And most of you know Tim. Some of you may not. But this is Brother Tim Cross from over in... Where are you from in North Carolina?
I live in Columbia, South Carolina.
He lives in Columbia, South Carolina. But every time I've seen him, it's been in North Carolina.
Amen.
I just took you for granted. That's where you live. Pray over these requests. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. It's a privilege to be with you tonight in worship. And, you know, it's not important that you know me, but it's important that you know him tonight. And he said, where two or three are gathered, that he'd been in our midst. It's just a real, real privilege to see so many familiar faces tonight and to see you still pressing the battle, amen, and walking in truth. God's been so good to us, amen. Let's take these needs tonight before the Lord and just trust him to work everything out. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, as your children. Such a privilege, Lord, and an honor to gather in this place of worship tonight. And I hold in my hand, Lord, many needs, but you are a mighty God tonight. Lord, you are the author of life, And you are the creator of this earth, Lord. And these storms and these winds and the rain, the floods, the waves, all, Lord Jesus, are within your power tonight. And every single believer, Father, who is impacted by this is in your care. And we ask you tonight that the power of your Holy Spirit will go there, Lord, and protect and shelter each life. And Lord, from these needs, Lord, that I hold in my hand tonight, Lord, sickness, affliction, Lord, some spiritual needs, Lord, you know every one. And every one is important to you tonight, Father. So we just lift them before you in faith, asking you, God, to go and minister on behalf of each one. Father, we ask you to bless your servant tonight as he's preparing, Lord, to bring the word of God to our hearts. Lord, we just want to be, have our hearts open, Lord, and ready to receive what you will speak to us in this service tonight, Lord. And for those present, Lord, in this audience and those, Lord, who will be receiving around the world, may the Holy Spirit go with the word, dear God, Lord, to bring liberty to the captives. Lord, to break those who are bound, Lord, in unbelief and chains of circumstance, Lord. Oh, God, may you be so lifted up tonight, Lord, in our midst. Their eyes will be fastened upon you, Lord, and those sicknesses would leave them, Father God. Those chains would be broken away, Lord God, and they would walk forth in liberty, proclaiming your name. Bless us now, Father God, as we worship you together. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
The Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. You give us unto the Lord. As I said a few minutes ago, if you're a visitor here with us in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you. All those that would be streaming the service tonight, may this service be a blessing to those folks as well as we have service here tonight at Happy Valley. Somebody say Happy Valley. Now make your face obey what you just said. Happy Valley. We're happy tonight, aren't we? Things don't always go the way we want, don't always go the way we expect, but we're still happy in Christ Jesus. Is that right? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say glory. Give him one more hand clap of praise in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, all is well.
A perfect rest behind
thought. For we're here and we're still fighting the greatest battle ever fought. But we're winning by the grace of God. We must have the faith Abraham, knowing God's word will never fail. If we'll trust in Him, we're gonna find
all.
Oh, sing it to Him, church. Yes, all.
Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by His stripes I am healed.
Oh, my God is awesome.
He is awesome.
So awesome.
He is awesome.
So awesome.
I know He is awesome.
You are so awesome.
I know He is awesome. My God is awesome.
Hey.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living.
Yes, sir.
I praise His holy name.
Oh, our God.
He is awesome. He is awesome.
Hey.
He is awesome.
Sing it to Him. Oh,
my God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. I praise His holy name.
Yes, our God is awesome.
He is awesome.
Our God is awesome.
He is awesome.
Our God is awesome.
He is awesome.
Our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Our God is awesome. Sing it, church. He's so awesome. My God is awesome. He's so awesome.
He's awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
I know He's awesome. He's awesome. My God is awesome.
Yes, sir.
He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weakened. And forever He reigns. My God is awesome. Oh, yes, He's awesome.
Blessed be, Brother Tim, you and our brother come tonight. You can be seated. Give our brothers a nice hand. Ever how they've got their song arranged. Brother Tim Cross, if you'll come on at this time. I don't know exactly how they've got it, but we're so glad to have our brothers with us tonight, aren't we? Praise the Lord.
And it's good to be with you tonight. I made my first trip to Czech Republic back in 2008. One of the first people I met here was Brother Matthew. His father is a pastor in the country of Poland where they live, and also an evangelist, a missionary for the gospel. And Brother Matthew is a musician and a singer. He's been here in the U.S. since June, and he leaves back next week. So I wanted to bring him by. He watches the services and worships with you many times, and I thought he would enjoy coming tonight. And so we're just glad to be with you. Amen. I'm going to sing this song. I'll sing the chorus in English, then I'll ask him to sing it in Polish, and just worship the Lord together with us tonight. From me.
we mnie serce czyste. O Boże mój, ducha swego odnów we mnie dziś. O stwórz we mnie serce czyste. O Boże mój, ducha swego odnów we mnie dziś. O nie odrzucaj mnie, oto oblicza swego. Nie odbieraj mi Ducha Świętego. Stwórz we mnie radość nim z wybawienia swego. Ducha swego odnów we mnie.
Praise the Lord. Certainly good to see Brother Tim and spend some time together in Nicaragua and riding in the back of old vehicles and trying to get to meetings. And it's always good to see somebody you served with in a different country. Amen. And what a wonderful privilege it is to be a Christian tonight. And, to know that we was chosen in Him before there was ever a world, before there was ever a star, before there was ever an angel, that He knew our names and the color of our hair and the color of our eyes, and to know that He's got it all in control. The world may not know what's happening, but we know what's happening. We know who the happening is. We may not know all the details, but we do know He's got it in control. Amen. And you know, I was looking the other day, we're in a discernment, and the prophet of God told a man, said, He knows all about you. Said, He's provided every food that you've ever ate. Oh, God. What a privilege. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles this evening, turn with us to the book of Isaiah. We want to read from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we just want to send greetings tonight up to Wisconsin to Brother Mike Meyer and his lovely family. We met them last week up in Wisconsin in some tent meetings, and just a wonderful family, and they streamed the services. And I said, Brother Darrell, we watch all the services down home. We just felt like we're a part of the church. And I said, well, we'll send greetings to you. So if we trust if they're streaming tonight, we want to send greetings to them and just talk to Brother Danny and the folks down in Florida. And Brother Danny's in good spirits. You know, Brother Danny's just, he's a wonderful brother. And good. Just even in what they're going through, he had just a great sense of humor and just trusting the Lord. And some of them's gathering in to his church because it's a stronger building. And so they're going to try to ride out the storm down there. And I told him that we would let them know that we'd call their name up here in this area and that we're praying for them. And, you know, and I tell you, you know, you think, well, that's way down there in Florida. But the way this storm's projected, in just a few days, they'll be praying for us. So, amen. And so you just want to make sure that we just lift them up before the Lord. Brother Stacy Goodbread and them over there. Brother Jack Duff down in West Palm Beach area. Brother Darrell Wesco. And just, I'm sure I just leave somebody out down there. But just wonderful men of God and brothers. And they're our family. Amen. And if they suffer, we suffer. And so we just pray that the Lord will spare them. And, you know, he's still a mighty God. He can turn the storm off right now and move it back out to sea. So we just trust the Lord that it'll just be all right. Amen. So we'll read now from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. And certainly good to be home, good to be with you. And we desire your prayers. Me and Brother Danny Torres will be leaving Tuesday for Nicaragua. If we can get out of Knoxville, we're supposed to fly out of Knoxville, but that storm's supposed to be coming in. And they're calling for 40, 50 mile an hour winds up in Knoxville on Tuesday, which is the day we're supposed to fly out. So, you know, if the Lord wants us to go, we'll go. And if not, then we'll be here next weekend. So, you know, we just trust him. Amen. But we do desire your prayer that if we can make it out, that the Lord would just bless us. It's always hot over there this time of year. And the last time we was there in September last year, me and Brother Danny, Brother Lindsey McGrady, we come home sicker than, oh my, we was just sick for weeks just trying to get over or got a hold of something that got a hold of us and wouldn't let go. And so we just desire your prayers that we can have some good meetings there. And so if you have your Bibles now, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Someone said, you know, Brother Darrell's going to be a small crowd tonight. And I said, you just don't know where I preach. I mean, this is a large crowd to me, you know. I usually preach 10, 12, 15, 20 people. So, you know, if 75% of the church is gone, it's still a big crowd for me. So, amen. May the Lord bless you. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. Amen. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. Amen. Not going to come, but is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory, not our glory, but his glory shall be seen upon thee. Amen. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Let's just bow our heads tonight. I want to speak to you for just a few minutes this evening on thy light has come. Thy light is come. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we just bow in your wonderful presence this evening, and Lord, we're so grateful in the times of emergency, Lord, in the times of uncertainty, and Lord, the nervousness of the people, Lord, as a nation, we are so glad, Lord, that we find peace in you. And Lord, as we know that man tries to build shelters, dear God, to prevent herself against nuclear holocaust, and they'll dig holes into the ground and concrete, Lord, and rebar. And yet, Lord, you gather us in the safest place that we could be gathered, and that's under your wings. And Lord, we are so glad tonight that we can be drawn up under your wings, Lord, to feel the warmth, Lord, and of your being and the breath, dear God, to feel your heartbeat that beats out Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, as we gather here this evening, Father, we lift our brothers up, Lord, that's in the path of this storm that's coming, God. And Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would just stretch your wings up over them, Lord, and protect them and keep them, Lord. And Father, may there not be loss of life, dear God. And yet, Lord, we know that even now, Father, before the storm would ever hit the mainland of Florida, that you can turn it back off to the sea. For thou art God, and the wind, Lord, and the rain obeys thy voice. So, Father God, we don't come with uncertainty. We don't come with fear, dear God. But by faith, believing your word, Lord, we ask, dear God, tonight, knowing you got everything in control, Lord. And we just ask for thy divine intervention, Lord. May your presence move upon our brothers, Lord. Those that would be nervous, maybe, Father, just calm their nerves, Lord. And Father, that the storm passes and the sun, Lord, comes out again, may we raise our hands and praise you, Lord, for thou art worthy, God. As the song says, we'll praise you, Lord, in the storms, dear God, for you're the same God on the mountain as you are in the valley, Lord. And we just commit it into your hands, God. Bless the service tonight, Lord. You see just a simple thought that we have, but God, may it be quickened to us, Lord. We pray that we can understand the hour that we're living in better, Lord. Those that are gathered among us tonight that are sick, Lord, those, God, with heavy hearts of lost loved ones, Lord, and perhaps their hearts are heavy, Lord, may you comfort them tonight, God. We pray, Lord, we just look to you, Father, that when we leave the building, may our hearts burn within us because you have met with us, Lord. Bless Brother Tim Cross and his ministry, the other ministers here, Lord, those streaming, God, bless them, Lord, tonight, we pray. So we commit these things into your hands for your glory, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this evening. You know, brother, sister, it's no mystery to us. It's no secret to us, certainly. It's manifesting all around us that we are living in the darkest hour that the world has ever seen. You know, the hour that we're living in is getting darker and darker, and as the storm clouds of unbelief and skepticism is moving over our beloved nation. You know, we're living in a time that they say we don't need God no more. They don't want God in the government. They don't want God in the schools. They don't want God in our education. They don't want God in our medical programs. They don't want God. But as soon as the winds of hurricane begin to blow or earthquakes begin to shake and tremble this nation, then all of a sudden they begin to cry out, where is God? I'll tell you where he's at. He's exactly where you sent him to when you didn't want him, friends. Because remember, the prophet of God said, if you ask God to come, he'll come. He always comes where he's welcome, but he'll only stay where he's welcome. He's come where he's asked, but he'll only stay where he's welcome tonight. And I say to you, and I don't know about you, but as for me and my home, I want to make him welcome. Amen. I don't want to walk a day without him. I don't want to walk an hour without him. I want to know that he has got my hand in his hand and that he's leading and guiding me. Amen. We're living in the days of Isaiah 60. We're living in the days that darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness shall cover the people. That's the world as we know it today. The people are staggering in darkness. They've come to the place again as they did in the days of Noah, when men's hearts were continually evil. And they repented God that he ever made man. And how much more is it today? Hallelujah. When the ending of the history of time, when it's the ending of the nations as we know it, that the coming of the climax of the whole plan of redemption that all God built to bring us to this moment in time. And how much more is the wrath of God poured out upon the millions of more people today, heaping together into sin, the prophet said, has steeped into the world until she's tottering like a drunk man, staggering home at 4 o'clock, done gone beyond the moons and the stars. Our sins has done reached into the heavens, the prophet said, touching the garments of Jehovah of Sabaoth. She's staggering under the load of her own man-made theories, her own self-preservation, her own thoughts, her own theologies, amen, taking the commandments of God and making them of none effect by their teachings of man, that the word don't mean that and God don't do that no more. Oh, my. Loving the praises of man more than the praises of God. Teachers have become lukewarm. They've let the standards down. Sin has creeped into our churches, that you can't tell Christians from the world anymore. Amen. And instead of admitting that we're wrong, we try to find a quote or something that'll soothe our conscience. Amen. Amen. We got to the idea that as long as you've blown the church or you come 3 times, then you're a brother. But it's more than that. More than a handshake. More than a quote book.
There's no hopes in the world today. Can't build up on nothing today. All nations have atomic powers, hydrogen, poison bombs, things they can shoot into the heavens, friends. We're at the end time. The whole world is quivering and shaking. You know why? Because it's going to be purified pretty soon. God's going to clean it off for the millennium. She's going to shake to pieces. She's tottering like a drunk man coming in at midnight. The world is staggering. Don't know where she's going. They don't know where they're going. They're trying to cope with the darkness by reasoning. But reasoning will never hold the answer. Amen. We've come to the spot people don't even know what they're doing anymore. You know that's the truth. They don't even know what bathroom to use. Come on, friends. That's just common sense. They say that you can just think that you're a woman and now you're a woman. Or you can think you're black and now you're black. Or you can think you're white, so you're white because you think it. Well, try to think you're an employee and get a discount. See if that'll work. Go to Target and tell them, I feel like I'm an employee here. Can I get an employee discount? Well, glory. Amen. Ain't it funny? You can think yourself a woman and go in a woman's bathroom, but you can't think yourself an employee and get a discount. Funny how it changes when money's involved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. People don't know what they're doing. It's a pathetic thing, it seems like. The shadow of darkness hangs over the people till it's just pressing them. Till they just become evil, pathetic. It's sad. We're living in a time of complete, total insanity. Amen. I'm not saying every person in the world is insane, but I am saying insanity is ruling the world. Huh? It's not just in the insane asylums anymore. You don't have to go to a hospital to see it. Just go down the street. Just go through the airport. Just go to church. Amen. It's marching down the pews of the total insanity. Doing things that human beings wouldn't think of doing being civilized. I've never seen such a time. Can I just read you a few headlines? You can't make this up. These are actual headlines that I copied. Man marries his car. You can't make that up. Man marries himself. Of course, if it don't work out, I don't know who gets what in the divorce. I don't know how that works. Man marries his dog. Man marries his computer. And then when we try to dress like men and act like men, and our women try to dress like women and act like ladies, and they say we're insane. But what is it? We're living in a time that the darkness and the light has separated. They think dark thoughts, but our thoughts are thoughts of light. They're blind leaders of the blind. Having eyes to see, yet they cannot see, and ears to hear, yet they cannot hear. We're living in a time, friends, that it's getting darker and darker to the world. But as the world gets darker and darker, oh God, the coming of the Lord gets brighter and brighter, more light, and the darkness. The darkness magnifies the light. Amen. The lights of this building lights it up. but turn the lights out and turn on your cell phone. What will it do? The cell phone light will be so bright in contrast to the darkness. And don't you see, friends, we may be the minority. We may be a little group, but we shine the brightest because of the darkness. Amen. Getting brighter as he reveals himself in his word, in his manifestation of what he said. We're living in a time, friends, signs in the heaven and signs on the earth. Heavens and earth are agreeing. Heavens and earth, oh God, do you see that? Heavens and earth are uniting. Heavens are giving their signs. The earth is giving its signs. They are in agreement. They are declaring the ending of world order and the ushering in of a kingdom that has no end. The heavens are declaring it. The earth is declaring it. The heavens and the earth are saying the same thing. And Christ and his bride. I hate these things. Are saying the same thing. We're living in a time that the sun and the moon, just a few weeks ago, the sun and the moon united in a total eclipse. Why? It's showing. It's uniting. It's a uniting time. It's a gathering time. We're coming down to the gathering. It's the harvest time. See, Genesis was the planting of the seed. 6,000 years has been the maturing of the harvest that was planted in Eden. And now the seed has come back to seed itself. It's made the full cycle of growth. Amen. It's come back to seed itself. When a farmer plants his crop, he can't go out there and harvest it when the stalk comes up. He must wait until it goes to the full growth, till it comes to full maturity, till it comes to the ability that it can reproduce itself again. And the church that was planted in Eden, after 6,000 years, we have come back to the original seed again. We went from blossom. From blossom to fruit. And now it's gathering time. It's harvest time. All the great things that started. The true church that started in Genesis has come down to fruit time. The fruit of the Spirit. And the Antichrist that started in Genesis has come down to its fruit. And we're just now in the closing of this world's entire dispensation. That is where we're at. To the closing of the entire world's dispensation. The entire dispensation of mortal beings. But you see, friends, you say, oh, Brother Darrell, that's so sad. No, you're looking at it wrong. It's the greatest time that anyone or any age ever lived. For it is the time of the manifestation of all that God said he would do in his church. This is the consummation of it. We are the consummation. We are the consummation of all the church ages. This is the finality. This is the hurrah. This is when God shows us. This was what I was always thinking. That's where we're at. That's where we're at in time. It's a shaken time. It's a troublesome time for sinners. But it's a marvelous time for Christians. Because we know that we're packing up. We're gathering our last little efforts to go home to meet the Lord. You see, if you ever go to heaven, it's because you always was in heaven at one time. You was there. Amen. You see, when we go to heaven, we're not going to a place we've never been. We're just going home. If you'll ever be in heaven, you always was in heaven. In God's thinking. Hallelujah. He never saw me as a drunk.
He never saw me as a failure. He always saw me as a son of God. And he saved me. And he sent the word. He sent the word to find me. It's the most horrible time for the unbeliever and the sinner ever witnessed. It's doom time. It's close at hand. You think it's just a coincidence that all these things are happening? The eclipse? What's happening on the 23rd and when the constellation of Virgo? Oh, you think that's just a coincidence? After 7,000 years, that sign is appearing in the heavens. Israel in her homeland. Amen, friends. The Bible says in Revelation 12 that this Virgo constellation, that 12 stars would make up her crown. But right above the head of Virgo is Leo, the constellation Leo, that's made up of 9 stars. But on September the 23rd, guess what? Three visiting stars move into the constellation, and that makes 12. And those three stars, you know what they call them? When those three stars line up to make one star, they call it the Bethlehem star. Yeah. Amen. You think an earthquake in Mexico night before last was just a coincidence? You think three hurricanes out in the ocean at the same time? It's judgment in the land. Amen. It's the most blessed time. It's a terrible time for the sinner. It's a terrible time for the unsaved. It's a terrible time for the drifter. But for the Christian, it's the most blessed time. For the believer, his redemption is at hand. We see the two factions that are in the earth tonight, the believer and the unbeliever. The one the Lord is coming for to receive. The other one the Lord is coming to condemn. And he does both at his coming. He will bless one, he will curse the other at his appearing. So then we see that we are in a gathering time. Amen. Amen. I don't care. You don't have to be spiritual to see that. That's just in the natural. When I was a little boy, see, we're living in everything's united. When I was a little boy, you want to go to a haircut? You go to a barbershop. You want to get groceries? Go to a grocery store. You want to go to the bank? Go to the bank. You want to file your taxes? Go to the accountant. Now, just go to Walmart. Everything is united. Amen. And go ahead and get your oil changed while you're there because they work on your car too. It's signs, friends. It's signs. We're gathering. Everything is gathering. And I want you to know, when the gathering starts, everything has to move. You can no longer be idle. You can no longer sit still. You can't put your head in the sand. You can't ignore it. When the movement starts, everything's got to find their place. Don't you see, friends, why people are leaving our ranks, why they're turning back? They've got to. It's gathering time. Everything must gather under its head. But if they're gathering, there's another people that's gathering. I'm not gathering for destruction. I'm not gathering for damnation. I'm gathering for a body change. It's moving time. The question tonight is not, are we gathering? That's a given. But the real question tonight is, what are you gathering to? Huh? You see, there's a man out in California, Brother Charlie, had a big sign. He walked down the street with this sign. He said, "I'm a fool for Jesus Christ." Everybody laughed at him. Everybody made fun of him. Poor child. But when he went by, he had a sign on the back. And that sign said, "Whose fool are you? You're going to be somebody's fool." Amen. Somebody's going to influence you. Somebody's going to convince you. Somebody's going to tell you what you're doing, what you're believing. It's okay. Somebody's going to make an excuse. Somebody's going to give you a legal right. Come on, somebody. But if you're gathering under Christ, you've got one desire. That's to fulfill His word. We're either going to be sold out to the darkness. You're either going to be sold out to the darkness or sold out to a God living in the light. God is light. He said in Isaiah, "Rise, arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people." Let me tell you, I went over. We didn't go with them, but we ran into Brother Michael, Brother Lindsey McGrady, Brother Steph and them over in Traveler's Rest. We traveled over for the eclipse. I was going to stay home. I thought 96%. My goodness, that's only 4%. Can't be that much difference. And then I heard 99% versus 100%. It's so much different. I told Cheryl, I said, get in the car. We're going. And we drove over to Traveler's Rest. And I'm so glad that I experienced it. Maybe some of you was there for a totality of the eclipse of the sun. When there was just a sliver of sun, it was still light. It was going to just look like a cloud had come over the sun. You could still see everything was light. But when there was a total, when the moon completely covered the sun, darkness set in upon the earth. At 2:30 in the afternoon, it was the most eerie feeling. Ask Brother Seth, ask Brother Lindsay, ask Brother Michael, ask some of them that was there when the stars begin to come out and the katydids begin to katydid or whatever they do. It was so eerie. It was so different. Don't you see, friends, the darkness that is upon the earth? That's what the people are feeling. They're feeling that eeriness and they don't know how to handle it. They're trying to answer it through politics. They're trying to answer it through a left wing or a right wing. That's not the answer. Amen. Darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness to people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. And His glory shall be seen upon thee. Seen, not hid. God's not going to do it and hide it. Brother Darrell, he said it wouldn't be a public show. I'm not talking about a public show. I'm just talking about a manifestation of God's word that somebody on the earth will fulfill what God said would happen in this day. Somebody's going to do it. The promise will be flesh. Hallelujah. You see, when the world is in that darkness, there comes a commandment. Notice, it's not a request. God didn't say, "Now I know you're comfortable in Laodicea. You've got your remote and you've got your beanbag couch. I mean, I know you're comfortable. Got your iced tea with your lemon. But if you don't mind, could you please stand up?" He don't say that. There comes from God a commandment from the Lord. When the darkness comes upon the earth like that, God says to His people, "Arise, shine, for the light is come." I looked that word up, arise. You know what it means? To be powerful. To come on the scene. Oh God. To stand. To maintain oneself. To be established. To be confirmed. To endure. To be fixed. To be valid. To be proven. But the last definition, to be fulfilled. When the world gets in that condition, God says, come to power, stand up, be proven, be validated, be fulfilled. You see, in Noah's day, there were two gatherings. When Noah built that ark according to the word of the Lord, by revelation, and the ark was built, there was two gatherings.
Those who gathered on the outside and condemned every time he drove a nail, laughed at him, made fun of him. Come on, somebody. They gathered all around the ark. That was one gathering. Those who gathered. See, many people are stirred. Many people are stirred. They're stirred right now. But what's happening in this nation? The hurricanes have stirred the people. Just like 9/11, when the planes, it stirred the people. There was more prayers that week. But it's not enough to be stirred. We must be quickened. Many are stirred, but few are quickened. They were stirred by what Noah was doing. They were curious. Gathered around the ark. One group gathered on the outside for destruction. Thank you, brother. It's exactly right. One gathered on the outside for destruction. There was another group gathered on the inside for deliverance. One was in darkness. The other was in light. The light of the revelation of God's thoughts for that hour. Noah had manifested what God was thinking. Noah built the boat because God told him to. And when the boat was built, God said, that's an amen. That's exactly what I was thinking. And those who gathered on the outside, they laughed. Especially when the door was shut and nothing happened. Noah. You sure he's had rain, Noah? Your heart. Open the door. We'll throw you some water in there, boy. You see, Noah couldn't open the door. Because he never shut it. You see, when Enoch had Methuselah, he named him Methuselah. It was a prophetic name. The name Methuselah means when he goes, it shall be sent. And the day that Methuselah died, Noah entered the ark. When Noah saw the fulfillment of Enoch's prophecy, where was the prophecy written? In the life of Methuselah. When he goes, it shall be sent. That's what his name meant. And the day that Methuselah died, look it up in history, Noah entered the ark the same day. And there's 7 days of mourning. A 7-day mourning period. But at the end of the mourning, the rain began to fall. Hallelujah! Upon the earth. At first they laughed. They danced around the ark. But as the water got higher and higher and higher, all of a sudden Noah began to hear, come on, Noah, we didn't mean that. Oh, Noah, open the door. Come on, man. I live beside you. I'm your neighbor, Noah. But he couldn't. For God's sake, Noah, if you can't save me, save my baby. Take my baby. Don't let it drown. But he couldn't take the babies because the Bible said the flood came upon the earth and destroyed them all. Man, women, boy, girl, baby, all of them was destroyed. Noah listened until the last voice was silenced. And all he heard was the bumping of their bodies against his ark. It was a gathering. It was a gathering time. Two groups of people gathering. But one gathered for destruction. The other gathered for escape. Oh God. Hallelujah. You see, Christ is the door of escape, the Bible says. Unto our God is given. Belongeth, the Bible says. Unto our God belongeth the issue. From death. You look that word issue up. You know what it means? Escape. Our God owns the escape from death. Don't you see? Jesus Christ is the door. He's the exit door. Hallelujah. He's the lighted exit door. That shows us the layout.
He shows us the way out how? By confirming his word. Blood, they ought to see us staggering in darkness. But blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Amen. You see, you just didn't fall in this thing. You think you just showed up here tonight by accident? I'll tell you, no. God knew before the foundation of the world you would be here. God knew what you would hear preached. God knew your attitude to what you would hear preached. Come on, somebody. God knows when you come to church, and God knows when you don't come to church. Amen. God knows everything. We shouldn't fall into this thing. I want us to understand that tonight. We're not here by accident. But God chose you for such a time as this. You see, we have a duty. We have a calling. We have a placing. We are the bride of the last day. The evening light. The light of the evening time manifested. That's who we are. The Bible said in the evening time there shall be light. That's you. The evening time promised word has become flesh. The Bible says rise. Don't sit with your arms folded. Don't sit dead in church. Don't push it off to some other end. Well, I can't wait till my past. Don't do that. God said rise. For thy light has come. The word light is vindicated in this hour. When we leave these doors tonight, we're going out amongst the people who are staggering, who are struggling, who are in darkness. We're going out amongst the people who's trying to deal with the insanity that has taken over this age. Our elected officials in government who are insane. The things they say. Like one of them said the other day, there's flooding in Texas because of the water. Thank you, Congressman, for that revelation. I'm not making fun of them. God knows I'm not. It's just the insanity of the age. We need to go out with this understanding that you, by God's grace, God has called you, chosen you, anointed you, delivered you, placed you, that you might be a light in a darkened generation. Gross darkness upon the land. Gross darkness upon the people. We're living in the age of darkness, but God has chosen you in this time of darkness to be a light, to be a beacon of light. You see, we're living in this channel called time, and this darkness of Laodicea. The gross, remember the seventh church age, the prophet put a little bit of light there, but he said, really, there should be no light there. A total blackout. But every once in a while on this channel of time, you'll see a flicker of light. There might be one here. There might be one there. This channel is just darkness. That's all you see is darkness. But every once in a while, pew, 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 you'll see a flicker of light. And then every so often, there'll be a bunch of them together. You know what that is? Church time. Hallelujah. Because I want you to understand, in that channel of darkness, you are that flicker of light. That's the Christians in the darkness giving light. He said, Brother Darrell, I'm so little, I'm so insignificant, but it's so dark. If it's just a pin light, it's bright. If it's just a cell phone light in a building of darkness, it's light. It shines bright. Amen. I was in a meeting here not long ago and the power went off. The whole church went dark. They sat in darkness. I preached off my iPad. I had light. I could see. Amen. You're going out into the world where the mortals live, the whole conglomeration of blackness and darkness.
And then there's little lights placed. That's the Christians, the born again of the light. For the Bible says we are not children of the darkness, but we are children of the light. You are the light, the Bible said, that's set on a hill. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Then he turned around and said, you're the light of the world. So who's the light of the world? You or Jesus? Did he forget what he said? No. He knew exactly what he was saying. I'm the light of the world. Then he said, you're the light of the world. Brother Darrell, how can that be? It's easy. It's Christ in you. You're a light set on a hill, a candle that's set in a room that gives light to light the room. That's what a Christian is. Among the darkness, you're supposed to shine where it's dark. That's your commission. That's what we're put here to do in this last day, is to be a light to lead them out of the darkness. In the evening time it shall be light. He has chosen you to be a light bearer. A beacon of light in a time of great darkness. It's not a time to sit idle. It's not a time to sit with our arms folded and just wait for something to happen. It's time for the third pull. It's time for the manifestation, for the vindication that's among us. It's a time that we have been called to be bearers of light. You see, when Mary and Mary went to the tomb of Jesus on the resurrection morning, they met an angel. He said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, for he has risen from the dead. And then he said, go quickly. Go quickly. Why didn't the angel go? Why didn't the angel that told them, why didn't he go? Because the seed is in the body. Hallelujah. They had to be the witness. Go quickly and tell his disciples, he's risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there ye shall see him. I have told you, lo, I have told you. And the Bible said they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. You know why they ran? They were stimulated by the revelation of the angel's message. And as they went to tell his disciples, guess who met them? Jesus. He said, all hell. They came and held him by his feet, the Bible said. And they worshiped him. And then Jesus said unto them, be not afraid, but go to my brethren, that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. You see what a time it must have been for the disciples. The Lord had been crucified. They were afraid for their lives, wondering what's going on. What's happening? They were sitting, as it were, in darkness. They didn't have a clue to what was happening, even though he told them before it happened. They sat there really not knowing what took place. They just gathered in church, but they really didn't know what to do. We don't know whether to sing. We don't know whether to worship. We just don't know what to do. So they were sitting, as it was, in darkness. But we see here in this reading of the scripture that the angel had come to the woman, and a woman types the church. So there come an angel to the woman. There come an angel to the church with a fresh, urgent message. Go tell my disciples I am alive. Now here comes the woman. Here comes the church. The angel has brought the message and now places the burden. I don't mean like something that's troublesome, not that kind of a burden, but a burden as in a duty or as in a responsibility. The message is now placed upon Mary to bring this gospel light to the disciples who were still in the cold darkness of despair. Because Jesus had been taken from them. The light, it was an eclipse of the sun. The sun had went away.
and they were standing in darkness. They did not know what to do. But the duty, the responsibility fell upon her. Go tell them, I am alive. This message that's going to be brought is a message of light. It's going to illuminate them. It's going to light them. The commission was given to the church. You are a bearer of the light. In other words, he might have said to her, arise and shine. Thy light has come. Amen. You see, this will not be a secondhand religion. This message of I am alive that's going to be brought, this bearer of light, this church, it will not be a secondhand religion. Well, I don't know exactly, you know, I just met this angel. That's what the angel said. I'm just saying what the angel said. I'm just quoting the angel. Hello? It won't be. It's more than that. It won't be a secondhand religion. It will be a first-hand experience. You see, what we need is more than quoters. We need livers. We need people that's had the experience. Secondhand robe was all right for Elisha. When he got Elijah's mantle, that was okay. But when he got down to the river, he needed more than a secondhand robe. He said, where is the God of Elijah? He needed a fresh call in his heart from God. He needed a fresh anointing from God. He wore a secondhand robe when he came to the river. But what he needed was a brand new first-handed experience to perform the miracles of God, to perform the third pull. Don't you see, my brother, my sister, we've got to be more than quoters. We've got to be a people that's bearing the light because the light is in us. I believe God wants us to have more than just the experiences of 64. And so I don't care if you amen or not, friends. It's a God's truth anyhow. People will sit on the pew and die saying God sent a prophet. The devil knows God sent a prophet. We're beyond that. We must know what the prophet said. More than that, we must become what the prophet said. I don't want to have to point back to 65. I don't want to have to point back to a time before I was ever born to tell somebody something that God done. I want to be able to tell him, where is he at today in the time of the storm? I want a God with skin on him. A God that'll save my children. Amen. Don't never give up on your children. I don't care where they are, what they've done. Don't never give up on them. Amen. A fresh experience. To know that God's promises are true. To see his word fulfilled in our midst. You see, when they received the angel's message, they believed it. It brought to them a stimulation by revelation. The Bible says they departed quickly. That tells me they were stirred. They didn't drag out of church. Huh? It's not when the saints come dragging in. It's when they come marching in. The Bible says they departed quickly. They were enthused. They were energized. As the church made their way back, the very message they were packing, he's alive, manifested before them. He appeared. And after his appearing, after the appearing of the Lord, it was not only was it a message of he's arisen, but it was a message of he's here. You see, Brother Rob, it's not just the message. He's risen. The world testifies he's risen, but they don't know where he's at. But we can stay here tonight and say, not only is he risen, he's here. For a little while the world will see me no more, but ye shall see me. I'll be with you, even in you. Where is he? He's here. Mary ran with a message, with a proof of life. He's alive. I've seen him. I've touched him. The burden of bringing that message of light was given to the church. The burden was placed on the church. You go tell them, I am alive. A spoken word message. Oh God, can I get any plainer? You see, Mary's message was more than just words, but she actually experienced what she was saying. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. In much assurance, knowing what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Paul said, I didn't come with just a few quotes and a few tracts to pass out. But I come with power. I come with authority. I come with the word of God. I come with the Holy Ghost to back it up. We come with the assurance. We come with the assurance that Jesus is with us. You see, Paul was yoked to the gospel to bear the light. Paul knew the burden to bring the gospel was placed upon him. Paul was a light bearer for his day. He was harnessed to something, like you put a harness on a horse to pull something. Paul knew after his experience, and typing the experience in the Bible 3.5 years out in the desert, he realized God had chose him, had harnessed him by the Holy Ghost. The experience he had to pull the gospel into the presence of the Gentiles. The Spirit itself had harnessed him. He was a bearer of the light. Don't you see? God has placed that harness upon us. The Bible says in the evening time, there shall be light. God has allotted his word to be manifested this day. It's the only light we have. If you're looking for another light, you ain't gonna find it. This ain't GE, it's GOD. Amen. Amen. God's gonna let somebody manifest the word. Somebody's gonna do it. Somebody's gonna lay hands on the sick, and somebody's gonna get well. Somebody's going to pray for blinded eyes and they're going to open. Somebody's going to speak to the dead and they're going to get up. Come on, somebody. The word said that. The word promised that. And this is the hour, hallelujah, that Jesus will do that in his church. Make it St. John 14:12. Verily I say, the works I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do. You see, the manifested word for any hour is the light of that hour.
Amen. That's right.
You are God's bride. Well, a couple of people amen that anyway. You're God's bride. God has laid that burden on his church, his bride. Now your duty, your responsibility is to bear that light for those you go to school with, for those you work with, for those you live with, for your wife, for your husband, for your children. For those you go to church with. The gospel light has been yoked again today. God has placed the burden upon us to go and declare that he is alive. And not only is he alive, but he is here. And we cannot declare that unless we experience that. There's nothing worse than listening to somebody talk that don't know what they're talking about. Amen. You've been yoked. You've been harnessed. The burden has been placed upon you. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now the Word is made flesh in his church and dwelling among us. You see, Jesus was the fulfillment of the words of the Old Testament prophets. That's why I said, if you don't believe me, believe the works I do, they'll tell you who I am. Because the prophets told you I would come. And when I come, I would do this. And he said, if you can't believe what I'm saying, believe what I'm doing. For they'll tell you who I am, because I'm fulfilling what the prophets said I would do. How did Christ come to the earth? By the words of the prophets. Then how will his bride come to the earth? By the word of the prophets. Then don't you see, friends, we're not just here haphazardly. We are a prophetic word. We are a prophetic word bride, spoken by the prophets, spoken by the church age messengers, spoken by the inspiration of God, that in this last day I will have a people who will be the light of the evening time, and the world will know that I am alive. Hallelujah. They will see me through them. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God's depending on his church. Amen. His angels is in his hand now. His ministers. His angel ministers in his hand. God is depending upon his church. God is relying on us of this age to bring the gospel light.
to a dying, heathen-bound, traditional world. God's laying the burden on me. God's laying the burden on you. Can I share something with you just for the glory of God? You know, I very seldom tell anything that I see the Lord do. I've just never been that way. Every once in a while I'll share something, but for the most part, the things I've seen God do, I just keep it to myself. Maybe that's wrong, but that's just the way I am. You know, I usually get my tickets months in advance. I say this humbly, God knows I do. I stay usually 4, 5, 6 months booked in advance. And I usually get my tickets when I know I'm going somewhere for sure. I usually get them early, and I'll go ahead and get the seat when I'm there. So months before this trip, I had my seat. I had my ticket. I had my seat. And I go down to preach in Manny, Louisiana. And I came back up to Alexandria and flew out. And so I was sitting on the plane, and a man come down and sat down beside me. He said, "You from around here?" I said, "No, sir. I'm up in Tennessee." He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I've been down here preaching." "Oh, you're a preacher?" "Yes, sir." "Did you have a good service?" "Yes, sir. We had a good service." He said, "Well, I go to a big Pentecostal church. We got 1,500 people." I said, "Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that God's blessing you like that. That's just wonderful, brother. May the Lord bless your church." He said, "Well, since you're a preacher, let me ask you something." Now, remember, I had this seat in advance. "So I want to ask you something." Said, "I was waiting for my daughter to get her kids ready to bring me to the airport. And so I was streaming online. I was Googling. I said, I come across something so interesting. I said, I want to ask you." I said, "Maybe you know about it." I said, "Well, sir, I'm not too smart, but if I can help you, I'll be glad to do it." He said, "Well, I want to ask you." He said, "Have you ever heard of a man by the name of William Branham?" And I said, "Yes, sir. His granddaughter goes to my church." And his grandson and their children. He about fell out of the plane seat. And I thought, you see, that's just like our God. Months before that, oh God, think of it. Months before that man ever knew he would have a question, God done had the answer. Why? Why? Because I'm something? No. Because we are the light of the evening time. Arise and shine. Thy light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. God's dependent on his church. He's relying on us, this age, to bring this gospel light to a dying, heathen-bound, traditional world. God's laying the burden on me and on you. Woe unto us if the heathen dies without knowing it. Oh, they carry reading and writing and arithmetic and a few religious pamphlets. And me and Brother Tim, and we've been in Nicaragua and Sunday countries where they come in and give them eyeglasses and do with their teeth and do. And there's nothing wrong with that, friends. But you can get a pair of glasses and you'll need more. But you get this water, you'll never thirst again. Amen. 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 The gospel. You see, the gospel's not in word only. Paul said the gospel didn't come through word only, but the word was made manifest. When the word of God is planted into the heart that's got the Holy Ghost and produces what the word says it would do. And the word can discern the thoughts of the heart. Like I was preaching in Wisconsin last weekend. And I turned and said, "No, I'm not going to preach all night. I don't have the energy to preach all night. I'm fixing to close." And this woman let out a yelp. Woo-hoo-hoo! And when I left the tent, she grabbed me. She said, "Brother Darrell, it was me." I said, "I was thinking that as soon as I thought that you said that." She said, "Was you reading my mind?" I said, "No, ma'am." I said, "But be careful what you think, sis." The word can discern the thoughts of the heart. Arise and shine. Thy light has come. You see, the proof of life, our burden is light. Our responsibility, our duty is to bring that light. We are going forth as light bearers. closing, Almighty God, we thank Thee tonight from the very depths of our heart for the love of Christ that's been shed abroad in our hearts in these last days by the Holy Spirit. We thank Thee because we have the privilege of assembling ourselves together and worshiping Thee and having the blessed assurance that someday You're coming for Your church. We thank Thee to be the light bearers of this age, to be here ready to manifest the promised word for the age that we're now living in. Knowing that in the beginning You allotted Your word, knowing that at the end, from the beginning, each age You allotted Your word to that age. Somehow we don't know how it ever happened, but in each one of those ages, as we look back upon Thy word, we see that there was an anointing that came in that age that fulfilled that word. As the first age had a promise for the word for their day, there was an anointing came upon that promised word, and they were the light bearer of that day. Paul was the light bearer. Come on, Ephesians, there was a light bearer. But now we're down here at the end time, and there's a word promised for this end time. And that end time word will come off the pages of the Bible and be manifested in the flesh. And there will come a man who can turn on the light. And the light will come on in our lives, and we will bear the manifestation of that word. And that will make us the light bearers. And the world will be without an excuse. For God has made you a witness. As a man told me, the greatest compliment that he ever had was, he was at work one day and a man came up to him and said, "I want you to know, we don't agree the same. I know we have doctrinal differences, but I just want you to know, sir, every time I get around you, I feel the presence of Jesus Christ." We're light bearers, friends. Light bearers. A word promised for this age. There comes an anointing to this age that's released by the opening of the word. The seal's been loosed and the powers that's been released to cause them to manifest what they are and will cause you to manifest what you are. You see, in the beginning, on the first day, you know what God did? The first day of creation, you know what God did? He separated the light from the darkness. Is that true? And it goes full cycle, comes around to the seventh, which blends into the eighth, which is really the first. And what do we find here at the end time? Once again, God is separating the light from the darkness. Bringing it back to a full circle. The seed coming to maturity. You see, when Christ comes for His church, you know what He's coming for? Not a creed, not a dogma, not a First Baptist, Second Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. Come on, He's not coming for that. You know what He's coming for? Himself. He's coming for Himself made flesh in His people. And that makes us, friends, bearers of the light. Amen. Do you love Him? Do you love Him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this evening time, when the world is in this condition, the brothers come. I told you I'm closing. In this time that we're living, friends, and the world in this condition, we see they are manifesting exactly what the Bible said they would do, right down to the letter. And if they are manifesting that, there's another people on the earth that's manifesting this. And I say to you tonight, it's you. Ye are the light of the world. In the evening time, there shall be light. That little flicker of light. It's you at the dinner table. It's you at church. It's you at Walmart. It's you at school. It's you. Ready to give an answer to any man that wants to know, how can I get out of here? It is the age of the spoken word. As I was in a church and a sister came up for prayer, she said, "Brother Darrell, my children's not coming to church." Said, "I want my son to come to church." And I knew these people had been years since I've been up there, but when I've been up there, I knew their boys. And she was telling me the son that it was. I knew who it was. And while she was telling me, she said, I want them to come to church. And this mother just started to, you know how a mother is? She just started opening up her heart. Just started opening up and pouring out, I want my children to come to church. I want all of them to come, but I especially want this son right here to come, Brother Darrell. He's having such a hard time, and I want him to come to church so bad. And would you just pray with me, Brother Darrell, that the Lord will send my boy to church? And while she was pouring her heart out to me, I looked up and I saw this boy come walking down the aisle. And he stood right behind her, and here she was just weeping and crying. And I said, sis, is that not your son standing? Oh, we had church that night.
Glory. Thank you.
It's the age of the spoken word. Burden, the burden, our duty, our responsibility is to be bearers of his light. When we leave here tonight and you go out, you're going to go out and eat somewhere or wherever you go tonight, remember, you're not just a church member.
Amen.
We're more than a church member. Amen. We're not just associated with a name or with a title or with an identification of what we believe. It's not just so much a title, the point I'm trying to get. It's a reality. It's a life.
Amen.
You see, what makes us the light is because the light is in us. Arise and shine, thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Do you love him tonight? Let's bow our heads. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. God, I know it's just a simple thought, but God, how it stirred my heart when I looked at it, Lord. God, it always amazes me sometimes. It's almost like a man looking for his glasses, Lord. He looks everywhere. Nightstand, go out in the car, looks. Goes out and looks where he worked on the lawnmower, see if he laid them up there on the shelf. Looks everywhere till he realizes they're on his head. God, many times, Lord, we look everywhere. And it's right here with us now. Oh God, may we be a people, Lord. For we're living in a time. It's a blending time. But God, I don't want to blend with the world. I don't want to blend to burn, Lord. But I want to burn to escape. I want the light of the gospel to burn in my life, that I can lead those, Lord, who are wayward. Sometimes we wonder why things happen in our life. We don't realize, why did I have to go through this? Why did I have to face this tragedy? Why did this happen to my home? But Lord, sometimes if we could only realize those things come into our lives to turn us in the direction towards you, to bring us back to that thought that you had of us, Lord. God, when I go from here, I'm not a smart person, Lord. These ministering brothers here, God, there's so much anointed, more anointed, greater ministers, Lord. I've never claimed, Lord, never have I ever claimed to be any kind of a minister. Lord, I don't want to go out of here dependent on how much I know with my head. But God, let me go out of here, Lord, living what I know from my heart. Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, may we see our responsibility. That, Lord, sometimes we get in our mind that we have to be a great big beacon of light. And I can never do anything because I see this great big light, and I see this light in this brother's life. I can never be that. And so we think because maybe we're not that bright that we can never accomplish anything. But Lord, may we realize that the hour is so dark that no matter how insignificant we may seem to be, to that person in darkness, we are a great light, Lord. And may our lives reflect you, Lord. God, I don't know every answer to every question. People come up and ask me, sometimes I just have to say, I don't know. Because God, that's the truth. But Lord, I just want to walk. I just want to walk one step at a time. Walk in the light as you are the light, Lord. God, as the man said about his cabin, I said, over the other hill's the cabin. How am I going to get there in this darkness? The man said, I don't know how you're going to get there. He said, I'm going to take this light. And it's going to lead me one step at a time. But it'll take me home. And God, that's all we need, Lord. Let that light lead us one step at a time. Deeper and deeper in love with you. Greater and greater reflection. And Lord, if we can't do nothing but get that one. Lord, like the little boy walking on the shore and all the starfish that had beached themselves. And the boy was out there picking up the starfish and throwing them back in the water. And the man said, son, what are you doing? He said, I'm trying to save these starfish. I'm trying to throw them back in the water so they can live. And he said, son, look on this beach. There's thousands of them. You'll never make a difference. And the little boy picked up one starfish and pitched it into the ocean. And he said, sir, I made a difference to that one. And God, I may never make a difference to thousands. I may never make a difference to 500. But if I can just make a difference to one. Lord, my life's not been in vain. Father, I pray here tonight, Lord. May you help each of us, God, that we may refocus our lives, that we may see, Lord, our responsibility more than just to sit on a pew and go to church three times a week and live our lives. But Lord, that we can run. We can run with that message. Not only is he alive, he's here with us now. God, grant it, Lord. May each of us be bearers of that light, dear God. Father, I am so glad, Lord. We have crossed over that line, the line of separation, Lord. For the gathering of that day, Lord, there's two groups in the days of Noah. One that was in safety, and one, Lord. And God, may we realize the same water that saved Noah, drowned the critic. Oh God, today, Father, will we not be ashamed of this gospel? Lord, we know that these riots, these things, Lord, these things that are happening, one day, Lord, they'll turn. They'll turn on the Christians. They'll turn on the elect, Lord. But you said, don't be afraid. Don't worry. In that hour, they'll never shut you up. I'll take you up. God, grant it today, Lord, we pray. How many here tonight say, Lord, I want to be that kind of light, God? If I can just be that to my wife, if I could just be that to my children, if I could just be that on my job, Lord. I want to be that kind of a Christian, Lord Jesus. If you're here tonight, I wonder if you just slip up your hand to him. Maybe you want to stand to your feet tonight and just say, Lord, I want to bear witness tonight. I want to be that kind of a Christian. I want to have that in my life, Lord. Amen. You see, these are the things, friends, that only a king can give you. These are the things that only can be given to you by the King. But he said, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Seek and ye may find. Oh God, tonight, Lord. I don't know who stood, who didn't stand, who raised their hand, who didn't, Lord. But thou knowest all things. Lord, I ask you tonight, Lord, as for me and my family. God, I got loved ones that's away from you, God. Let me be a light to them, Lord. Let me manifest that light to them, Lord Jesus. There's one, someone told me the other day that their neighbor met him out in the yard and said, I just want you to know, we are so blessed to have a neighbor like you. Oh, God. Let us be that light, Lord. Let us be that light, Lord. God, don't let us be a people. Lord, they just go through the motions and act like it, God. And then we go out and slip around and drink, Lord. Go out and slip around and smoke, Lord. Go out and slip around and look at things and do things that we shouldn't do, Lord. God, don't let us be that, Lord. But let us lay aside those things. That your light, Lord, can be manifested through us. That our neighbors could see Jesus. That our boss could see Jesus. That our husband, our wives, our children could see Jesus, Lord. Grant it, oh God, I pray tonight. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Hallelujah. Is that your desire tonight, friends? Amen. Can we just raise our hands to him now? Say, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Grant it, Lord Jesus, tonight. Let me manifest what that word says in this hour, Lord. Let me be what the word says your bride would be in this hour. Take everything away from me that would hinder that, God. Let me just simply, Lord, be a vehicle that the light of God can shine through. Grant it, Lord Jesus, I pray. Grant it, Lord Jesus, tonight. Brother Harry, please sing the word. Can we just worship him just for a minute now? Do you love the Lord tonight? Has the word spoke to your heart, friends? Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this world will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. The Spirit and the Bride are saying, come. The elect are being stirred inside their heart. Yes, our uniting time has come. We and the Father are one. Soon we'll be with our Lord forevermore. Oh, the evening light has come. The bride is making preparation. She's hearing the shout. Fine linen, clean and white, is granted to her. For she's washed in the blood of God's own Son. With a righteousness that's not her own, she's just before His throne. Where she'll reign with her granted to her. She's washed in the blood of God's own Son. With a righteousness that's not her own, she stands just before His throne, where she'll reign with her
shine. Let the power of the living God come upon us. Let the power of the living God come upon us. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. May we be confirmed. May we be fixed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. May we be governed by the Most High God. Vehicles. Vehicles. Amen. Amen. That the illuminating of His word could shine through us. What a privilege it is tonight. Do you love Him? Amen. Praise God. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. All hearts clear tonight. Just come back in the morning just believing. If you're sick or you're having a need, I want you to come in the morning and believe in the Lord. Just put a message on our heart for in the morning, and I just trust it to be a blessing to you.
You know, God's so good. I was in Indiana the other day and the service was over. This woman come busting out of the church. She was crying. She said, "Brother Darrell, watch this." And she bent over with both hands and touched the floor. I thought, "My Lord, I'd give anything to do that." She said, "Brother Darrell, it's been 5 years I've suffered with back trouble, but God healed me this morning. I'm completely free of back trouble." Amen. It's just wonderful. Amen. God's so good to us, friends. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads. You're dismissed tonight in the fear of the Lord. Thank you for everyone coming, Brother Tim. God bless you, buddy. It's certainly good to see you. I really love Brother Tim. He's a wonderful brother. And I don't know if we're going to get to Nicaragua in January together or not, but amen. It's good to see you, buddy. The brother traveling with you. May the Lord bless your church over there in Poland. Bless your daddy's ministry. What an honor it is. Amen. Remember our brothers and sisters in the hurricane. But you know, we're the people that will praise him in the storm. Amen. Lord Jesus. Lord, I'm not a smart person, Lord. Anybody knows me. My wife says I have the worst English in the world. Lord, I don't know what those things mean. I don't know what adjectives and I just don't understand those things, God. But I'm so glad, Lord, that I don't have to have a degree. I'm so glad, Lord, that I don't have to have the mind of Einstein to understand you. That I can just come with simple childlike faith. That I can just take the word that you promised for this hour and believe it because you said it. Knowing, Lord, that you'd never lie to us. And Father, I pray as we go out of the service tonight, Lord, may we take these things with us, God. Lord, and if our lives could just make a difference to one person, if we could just lead one person, Lord, out of darkness, God. We can seek out that which is your own. For you said, "All that my Father hath given me will come. And no man will pluck them out of my hand." Oh, Father, may we be vessels, Lord. May we be instruments of the last day harvest. Use us, Lord. That we can glean forth, Father. For the fields are white for harvest. Grant it, Lord, I pray tonight. May we take these things. God, I know it's just simple, Lord. I wish I could bring deep things like other brothers, but Lord, I just have to be myself, God. But Lord, may they just see in the simple thought, God, that we're more than church members. We're more than just sitting on a pew, God. More than just going to church 3 times a week. We're trying to decide whether we're going to go or not. God, it's more than that. But to be a people, God, that the world would see Jesus through us. Like the little blind girl there in New York at the airport. When they knocked over her apple cart, he went back and picked them up, showed such kindness to her. When everybody else was ignoring her pleas for help, and he fixed up her cart, Lord. And he turned to leave and she said, "Mister, are you Jesus?" He said, "No, I'm not." She said, "Well, I was just praying that Jesus would help me pick up my apple cart. And you showed up and started doing it. I just thought you might be him." Oh God, let us be such a life, Lord, that you can answer people's prayers through our life, Lord Jesus. Grant it tonight, Lord. I pray for every person in this building. And in the name of Jesus, may we take these things with us. Maybe it's new to some people. Maybe there's things they've heard tonight they've never heard before. But Lord, may they ponder it, Lord. May they look at it in light of your word, God, and see that this is the hour, Lord. And the world's doing what it's doing, then this must be right also, Lord. If we see the word said that the world would do that, and we see the world doing that, and we see the word says that the elect would do this, then Lord, this must be what we're doing. If that's right, this is right, Lord. And may we take these things into our hearts, Lord. Go with you people now. Give them traveling grace. And Lord, once again, we pray for our brothers and our sisters that's in line with the storm, God. May you be merciful to them, Lord. May you be merciful, Lord, not only to them, but the folks in Florida, God. Those homeless people on the streets, Lord. Those veterans that served our country, they live on the street, God. Watch over them, Lord. Bring them safely through the storm, we pray. Grant it, Lord, tonight we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, friends. May you go in the fear of the Lord tonight. Amen. The evening light has come, the bride is making preparations. She's hearing the shout of a king. The token's been applied, he's cleaning from inside, and the dove leads a lamb once again. Oh, the evening light has come, the bride is making preparation. She's hearing the shout of her king. The token's been applied, he's cleaning from inside, and the dove.